Your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog
dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to an encore edition of the Viva La Mach radio program right here on 88.3 FM at WRCT Pittsburgh.
KIX Morning News Update. Mach's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
Me and my arrow,
from A Dream in Sound. That is Elf Power wrapping up that set of music with their song Jane. Before Elf Power, some Harry Nilsson went back to the point for me and my arrow. Played something from Oceanography. They're coming to Pittsburgh. Yeah, so you're listening currently. I should back up just in case like our timetables get off. But right now you are actually listening to an encore episode of Viva La Mach, and this episode originally aired. These songs, not this segue, but these songs originally aired on Friday, June 3rd. So if it's before June 22nd, that's going to be relevant because the band before Harry Nilsson, Oceanography, is coming to town on the 22nd of June, playing down at Arsenal Lanes for their Rock and Bowl. Name of the song was End of Isabel from their latest album, 13 Songs About Driving Nowhere in Alphabetical Order. Lou Reed started off the entire set from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mach, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mach, and it comes to you normally each and every Friday night at 9 p.m., and then there's these weird encore presentations that pop up, usually Tuesday afternoon, but, you know, there's other times it just sneaks in the programming. So I want you to know that this is one of those encore episodes of the Viva La Mach radio program. So don't call me. Don't call me now. Call me on Friday when I'm live in the studio. Now just sit back, listen, and enjoy two segments in a condensed version of the Friday show maybe you missed, or maybe you caught Friday, June 3rd, 2022, and you're like, I love that show so much, I want to listen to it again, and I appreciate if that's the case. Hey, you know, speaking of bands coming down to Arsenal Lanes, there's a band coming on the 15th of June. They're from us, somewhere out west. I know that much. Somewhere out west. They're called Los Shadows. And they've got a little surfy element to them. And I thought I'd play something from them to get you psyched about their appearance at Arsenal Lanes. Again, I believe it is June 15th. You might want to check the web for more information on that. It's Atomic Purple. It's Los Shadows. It's Viva La Mach.
Yeah. I've been wrong before and I'll be there again. I don't have any answers, my friend. Just this pile of old questions my memory left me here. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. I'm going back to my house, but I'm not going now. It's too early to be leaving here somehow. Let me borrow you with this story, how my lover led me down. Well, I borrow seeds of sadness from the ground. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. There ain't no way of telling where these seeds will rise or when. I'll just wait around till springtime, and then I'll find a friend. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. I'll be rocking on the porch, trying to picture you and where you are. And there'll be no hesitating when Cupid lights the torch, with those headlights coming down the hill between the stars. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time. There ain't no way of telling where these seeds will rise or when. I'll just wait around till springtime, then I'll find a friend. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing.
We try.
from their brand new album, Wild Loneliness. That is a super chunk wrapping up that set of music with Endless Summer here on the Viva La Mac radio program. Before the super chunk, a request for some Moby. You're thinking, wait a minute, Moxter, this is an encore presentation of Viva La Mac. So does that mean, yeah, that means the request came in on Friday, June 3rd, during the regular program. Tom reached out and said, hey, Moxter, could you play me a couple breakup songs? And that was one of them from 18, Moby with At Least We Tried. He also wanted to hear some Neil Young, so I obliged, and you heard Neil Young in that set with Field of Opportunity. Start off the entire set with Los Shadows, a band coming to Pittsburgh. They're from the West Coast, coming to Pittsburgh on the 15th of June, playing Arsenal Lanes, and the song Atomic Purple is what you heard. Hey, before I get into any more music, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast variety and array of events and exhibitions, and they have regular gallery hours each and every Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. or by an appointment, or just visit them. Visit them when, though? Come during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of each month on Penn Avenue between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. For more information, you can call them up at 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. What else should I tell you? What else should I tell you? Oh, I mentioned you can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com anytime during the week, and I will try to get to your request on a future Friday show. And as I said, Tom reached out and said, hey, I need some breakup songs. So I don't know if this is going out to Tom or just Tom knows somebody who he was being a voice for and said, hey, I'll reach out to a guy and play some songs. But whomever you are, I'm going to play a couple songs. Well, I mean, more than one. A couple songs in this next set of music that are not quite breakup songs, in my opinion. They're more of you can move past this type of songs. I'm going to start things off with something from Bill Janovitz of Buffalo Tom fame, his Lonesome Billy release, and the song Red Balloon here on Viva La Mac.
You will be my red balloon, I know. You will float over sea and sky, I know.
Streets down below, you'll keep drifting the way you'll go. When they ask me why I let it slip away, there'll be nothing I'll be able to say.
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s. You're listening to my man, the Mockster, on WRCT, Carnegie Mellon.
Track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free and I'm moving on. listen to me, cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattle roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattle's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, put me there on time, and keep rolling on. I've told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, no pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line. Cause I'm moving on, you done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on, you stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Come here. return home to the sender and the note attached will read. How I love to hate you. 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 I love to hate you.
Hey, Erasure, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Love to Hate You. We'll call that a bonus breakup song for you, Tom. Erasure, Love to Hate You. Hey, before that, a song I want to throw in there for you, Hank Snow with I'm Moving On, and I'm pretty sure not necessarily about a train moving on, if you listen to the lyrics. Also played some 4019s from their Spin It album with their cover of the Rolling Stones' Dead Flowers. 4019s are coming to town in August, later August. You'll hear more about that on future Viva La Mock radio programs. Just got word on that. And start off the entire set. The entire set started off with Bill Janovitz of Buffalo Tom from his Lonesome Billy album. And Red Balloon. Yeah, let that red balloon go. Because you know what? When it comes back down, you don't want that red balloon anymore. Just my two cents. Hey, we've got a mock to get to in about 10, 12 minutes, right? So let's play some more music as we get into said mock. Some brand new music from the UK's Amoeba Teen.
Watch. disappeared with the gods of the desolate place. While begging in blue and losing red, fight for all I know this dead. A Judah church of those children could be somewhere happily living, just in time to be forgiven.
That is brand new music from the LA-based band Walker Brigade. New album's called If Only, and the track I played for you, Choker, wrapping up that set of music. Before the Walker Brigade, how about some 2022 music from Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Penelope Halfpenny, or the way he says it, Penelope Halfpenny. Either way, good song, good song. And started off the entire set with a release from this year, from 2022, from Amoeba Teen. Their new album is self-titled, and Melody Told You. Short set of music because we are approaching the top of the hour. What happens at the top of the hour? I'm going to play more music, but you're listening to an encore presentation of the Viva Lamac radio program, and playing highlights. Actually, this past hour has been basically the first hour of the program from Friday, June 3rd, 2022. And then the next hour is going to be the last hour of the program. It's going to be the actual mock where I was, paying ode to myself. I was celebrating the fact that we recently hit the 23-year milestone here on the WRCT airwaves. So that's coming up in just a couple minutes, but I also want to take this time to, well, tell you two things. Well, first, I want to tell you that that middle 2 hours that you're not listening to, I think I'm going to make that into a future encore presentation because it was so much fun. That middle 2 hours, what I did was I played only music from the year 1982. Songs that came out on albums from 1982, and I played like 2 hours of it. And it was such a good time. I have that recorded, and I think I will play that as an encore presentation sometime in the future. So always just keep listening to WRCT. Maybe you'll catch that. Speaking of catching something, you know, on Friday nights, wait, that's me. You can listen to me on Friday nights. Sunday nights, at Sunday nights, Chris Wired steps in to the station, unfolds a table, puts a little checkered tablecloth on it, pulls out a picnic basket, and he serves up this feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. On the menu, jangle pop, power pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. He calls it breakfast for dinner. It's each and every Sunday night here on 88.3 FM, starting at 11 p.m. Anyway, we've got to get to the next hour. Yeah, the next full hour is me doing a mock of the fact that I'm celebrating 23 years here at WRCT. A bunch of songs with a 23 in the title if you want to know what that means. Always appreciate you listening. You can drop me an email in the meantime. Even though it's an encore presentation, I do get emails throughout the week. WRCTrequest@gmail.com. We'll be back right after this quick message.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov.
The following program is a tribute to the late Dick Gregory, entertainer, civil rights activist, and wellness guru. Gregory died of heart failure on August 19, 2017. He was 84.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio, this is In Black America.
I am the best of a half a billion, so I don't want anybody to tell me that I'm special. I know that. And these are the things that I have evolved to the point of realizing. If you ask me what is the worst shame, I would have to say a father, 10 black children, that God blessed me to create 10 gods, and at no time did I have an affair with Lillian Gregory to create God's new life. I just ripping off the ripoff, and that's not insulting. What's insulting, I never owned a car. I didn't know the year, the make, the model, the down payment, the book value, the trade-in, the insurance, the monthly notes. And when I have to sit across from you at 68 years old and realize I put more planning into owning a Jive automobile than creating God's new life, then maybe the problem starts with me. And so, but if I had to leave one word to describe me, I'd say agitator. And if you don't know out there what that is, next time you put your dirty wet underwear in the washing machine, take the agitator out.
Dick Gregory, comedian, civil rights activist, and spokesman for health issues. This past March, Gregory was the keynote speaker at the 14th Annual Heman Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights, held on the campus of the University of Texas at Austin. In 1949, Sweat applied for admission to the UT Law School, but was denied admission on the basis of race. With the help and assistance of the NAACP, he brought legal action against the university. In the landmark case Sweat v. Painter, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that separate law school facilities could not provide a legal education equal in quality to that available at the University of Texas Law School, one of the nation's ranking law schools. In 1950, Sweat entered the University of Texas School of Law. I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, comedian and civil rights activist Dick Gregory in Black America.
The power of the God force. I was hooked to the church. The power that the most racist thug, the most wealthiest, unspiritual, multi-trillionaire pimp in me came from the same God. And I defy you, I have 10 children, to love and like 9 of my children and hate the 10th one. You violate me as a father. And so I realize now that the dope pusher and the drug addict, the same God made them both. And so I have to have his compassion for both of them as I would like for you to have for that 10th one who have done something wrong to you. And so I guess when I sit down and look at it now and realize we all got here the same way.
Dick Gregory is famous for his hunger strikes, his mobilization for social change, his Bahamian diet, his comedy career, and his anti-drug activities. He is a complex and unique man. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, he grew up shining shoes to help feed his family. At Sumner High School, he led a march against conditions in segregated schools and set a state record in track. As a star comedian in the early 1960s, he used biting racial satire and stunned the stereotypes of early black comics. Prompted by the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he became a civil rights and anti-war leader, running for president in 1968 and fasting for human rights here and abroad. Recently, Gregory was in Austin, Texas for the 14th annual Heman Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights.
I didn't realize growing up that there is about 300 different things you can eat that has more calcium in it than cow's milk. I didn't realize that the number one ingredients in cow's milk is not calcium, it's called casein. Casein builds a bone structure to carry the body's weight. Cow's milk has 300 times more casein than mother's milk because cow's milk got to build a bone structure to carry a ton plus, whereas mother's milk just have to build a structure to carry a maximum of 175 pounds.